Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs. Jess and Ducko. This is the Jess and Ducko podcast.
Welcome to the podcast, team.
Welcome, welcome.
We were just in the show, the very end of the show. In fact, I don't know if you'll hear it in this because it was, you know, just a quick tease break, but we were talking about the Hunger Games.
That's right.
And how we wanted to maybe get our listeners with a trident or a spear or something like that in a pit and make them fight to the death for tickets to JT and NYC, but HR got involved.
It's that good of a prize. We thought, we can't just have one hurdle being get on the air.
It would be like, it's that good a prize. We thought, they'll kill each other for this.
Well, yeah.
Obviously.
And obviously, you know, trident like Finnick, yeah. Bow and arrow like Katniss.
It made me think of the Hunger Games, though. My favourite character in the show, who I think you can probably guess.
Can I guess? Hang on. I've just forgotten his name.
Yeah.
Flickerman. Caesar Flickerman?
Yes.
Yeah, the host.
Yes. Yes.
Can we just have a second for Stanley Tucci?
Stanley Tucci's fantastic.
He's an unbelievable chameleon, that actor.
As if that wouldn't be me in that time, though.
100%. Though,
some of you may die. It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Now, Peter Mallark, tell me, yes, you are Caesar Flickerman.
But we could both be Caesar.
Caesar Flickerman.
We could both be Caesar and then make a listen.
You can be Caesar and I can be Flickerman.
Yes.
Flickerman.
Anyway, that's what I
think
about.
Great idea. Now I'm going to be President Snow.
Ooh, ruthless.
He's a dick.
Cutting white roses everywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to be him.
That movie really fell off the wheels on the third one.
I know. And I did read the books, and I can't really remember them very well, but...
Third book's not as strong.
No,
it was
I
sort
agree.
Of one of those series where you could tell she wrote it with no intention to continue it.
Then I know, and then it blew the hell up.
It was like sort of... Wasn't that similar to HP, Harry Potter?
Really?
She wrote the plot, I think, for the first three or four, and then didn't have how it ended. That's why she took so long in between.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, what's his face? Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Didn't he start writing
George
the books,
and
then
Martin.
They started making the show,
and
they
hasn't
like,
finished.
Write faster.
He
so
still
they
hasn't
had to
finished.
Just go off and make up their own.
And then he insulted their ending, even though he sort of gave them what he wanted to do, put it out there,
it's
it
like,
ended.
Bro, you don't have an alternative, so you don't get to judge.
It'd be tough. If you just came up with a concept for one book, you wouldn't be thinking it was going to go gangbusters.
Because imagine if you did, like how egotistical in the world we live in, people be like, oh, how's this guy? I think he's going to get seven books out of this.
Yeah.
Neck minute he does.
And then you,
but he hasn't been able to catch up.
It's like the books I'm reading with the fairy porn. It's
yes.
Like, it is
How
so
are you
intense.
Going with those? You still into it?
Yeah, I'm up to, this is me, I read six in the first series, seven, eight, nine. This is the 10th book I'm up to.
Wow!
And this book's 780 pages.
Is the porn getting better or is she dwindling?
I must admit, I skip through the sex scenes because I just, I can't be fucked. I'm like, okay, I get it. He's throbbing hard penis, blah, blah, blah.
Hang on,
like,
so you're genuinely reading them for the story?
Yeah, I don't read, the sex scenes, I don't like reading sex scenes.
I didn't think you could have enough of fairy porn, but it would appear there is a threshold.
Yeah, oh yeah. When they started stroking each other's wings, I was like, all right.
Someone sent me a passage the other day because I've got a few friends reading at the moment and they're all talking it up.
The ACOTAR series?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Did I put them onto that? Were they influenced, were they?
I'm not sure. I don't know where you or Carly started, who started first.
As if Carly read that without hearing it from me. Yeah. But she loves sex. She'd love that.
She sent me a passage the other day. It's too big, I think, the series to put in our book club. She's in our book club chat.
Yeah,
but
it'd be tough.
You know, a few of them are reading it, so they talk about it just onto the side. But she sent a passage the other day, and I was like, that's the least sexy thing I've ever heard. He cupped the back of my knees.
Yeah.
How is that hot?
Cupping.
Is that
she
a
does
sexy
do some
body
weird.
Part?
It's weird.
It's not like he cupped my fat pad.
No. If you're cupping fat pads, that's okay.
That's okay. That will put me in the zone.
Yeah.
Cupped the back of my knees.
Just feel like, imagine if someone came up to you and cupped the back of your knees.
It's like the author went, what body part haven't I utilized?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and that's
the
thing.
Of the knee.
She does go, Sarah J. Maas goes a little bit whack with.
Yeah.
And that's when you're thinking, like, are you just into this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but it's like someone into toe sucking.
I'm not going to judge them, am I?
No. See, if you wrote a book, it'd be like, he sucked my toes. Everyone'd be like, what is this?
Angus knows when I get, you know that thing that pushes your cuticles back?
Yeah.
Angus knows when I get that tool out and start pushing his toe cuticles back.
Oh, you're cleaning
knows where on.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Yeah. Do you start with the toes or do you?
Obviously.
Yeah, Babs out there is looking disgusted. You weren't here last year.
But you don't get to judge me, you little fairy porn hussy.
Jess is a toe sucker from way back.
Oh, did she not? She wasn't here.
No, it was I don't think Shaga heard it either.
Hey, man. Don't knock it, and this is me saying this, don't knock it till you try it.
I feel like it would actually feel okay, but I couldn't do it to someone.
I'm not ticklish, so it feels good for me.
Right.
If you were ticklish, I think it would be almost too pleasurable.
Yeah.
It would be torturous.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, enjoy the show.
Yeah, please. Please enjoy it.
Jess and Ducko.
Hey, you know what? I'm pretty sure what a fantastic segue. Millsy will be excited about this news. We'll have to circle back when he's in the studio. Because didn't he play a villain recently on the Australian absolute stalwart of a program, Neighbours.
In the reboot version, it went away, then it came back.
It did go away and it came back. I think a British network
company bought
it, sort of keeping it afloat. Because unfortunately, Australians sort of turned off Neighbours a little bit. So, but the Brits loved it. So for a while there, Millsy played a villain. I'm pretty sure I remember him building a bomb or something
did
like that.
He had a bomb on Neighbours.
He did have a bomb. He was a little baddie. But who cares about anything that's happened ever on the show, because the biggest news posted to the Neighbours official Instagram just recently, Ducko, 225,000 followers on Instagram, Neighbours. It's not doing too bad.
Okay. They bought them.
The legendary Harold Bishop.
Harold! Answer me, love! Harold!
No, that's not Harold. That's Harold. Madge, obviously.
But she's so upset about Harold
she's
not being
so
there.
She's so upset. That was the last time we heard him.
He's real Harold.
Oh, accident. You push me in, you pompous twit. I beg your pardon. You're determined to ruin my day, and you thought you'd do it in the manliest way possible. You are a joke, Harold Bishop. You're the joke carpenter.
Harold's one with
that was more Lou Carpenter than Harold Bishop, but Harold Bishop was at the end there.
Harold's one with, 14 chins, yeah?
Yes.
Harold!
He's a very, very old man, Ducko. So Harold was always old on the show, then that was that scene where he went swimming and Madge couldn't find him. And then Madge died. That was what happened.
Oh, did Madge die?
Madge died. She fell asleep. She died in her sleep peacefully in Harold's arm. But arguably the saddest death in cinematic history. 15 years ago.
What about when Stingray died? I mean, let's not even get into that.
He just floated away.
He floats
off. 15 years ago, Ian Smith, the actor, said, look, I'm done with Ramsay Street. I'm moving. I'm leaving. I think he crashed the bus too many times.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm done. 15 years have gone by and Ian Smith, a.k.a. Harold Bishop, is returning to Erinsborough. He's moving back onto Ramsay Street. I don't know what the hell this guy's been doing since 2009.
Yeah. The money's dried up. He's realised he's got no other gigs.
Can I have a quick age check there, Shy Guy? How old is Ian Smith? Because, as I said, he was a grandpa years ago.
I reckon it's 76.
85.
Oh, jeez.
85! And I'd love to know.
And he's coming back on to act at 85.
Truly.
Surely he's not remembering lines. Surely he's just freeballing.
Surely it must be a bit of ad-lib.
Oh,
and
all
the, because they're all new whippersnippers. Like when I was growing up watching it, 6:30 Channel 10, obviously. That was my night. It was The Simpsons, then into Neighbours. Like, no one is still on the show except maybe Susan and Carl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Paul Robinson. They're all new.
But I think Alf's still on Home and Away.
Oh my God. I think he's the longest running Australian act. Maybe Ian Smith heard about Alf's
still going.
Long running thing. And he went, I've got to come back. I've got to come back and get my name etched into
Smith
the history books.
Ian Smith checked himself into a retirement home and he's just going to live off that good coin he earned.
Well, he was old. It's bloody 76 when he retired.
And then he came back. He's coming back out of the home.
I love this for him. So stand by. It was posted to, as I said, Instagram, but there's updates on Neighbours.
So he's
going to
be a regular part of the show.
Looks like he's going to be that's a good question, Ducko.
Is he just like a little...
say he's coming back for a cameo.
Uh-huh.
Look, he's made guest appearances since his exit, but he's coming back to the show. Oh, my God. Permanently.
Oh, jeez.
So keep this locked. Now, don't ask me what channel Neighbours is on. It's on
Amazon.
It's on Amazon.
And Templay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I thought it was
going to say
Peach or something like
that. No, that's Nine.
Oh, jeez.
But there you go. So if you're a Neighbours fan like me.
Yeah. You're going to sit down and watch Harold's return.
You know where to watch it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You'll
find it. But the Brits must be losing their minds.
Harold's coming
there.
Back.
Harold's coming back.
Here he
Maybe
comes.
Maybe I'll bring Madge back from the dead too.
Harold!
Valet Madge.
Well,
that is exciting.
It is exciting.
That's what we all need to know.
Resurrected.
I think
Harold.
It's more a sad indictment on, you know, he didn't earn enough money in his time acting and he thought he was going to get other jobs.
His super's run out.
Well,
that's what it is.
I just thought he thought he was going to get other jobs and then it didn't happen.
There you go.
Ray Ma holds a Guinness World Record for the longest serving actor in Australian series.
There you go. So obviously Ian Smith has heard about that.
He wants to come back.
I'm going to absolutely knock him off his perch.
Yeah.
This is Jess and Ducko. Right now, it's Jess and Ducko.
So we are ducking over to my neck of the woods. Français.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, Vivi. We're here because there is a particular golf course which I think you're all going to like.
Oh.
Now, you don't normally like golf, Jess.
I like mini.
You like mini golf? You like
mini golf? Give me a windmill on a golf course any day of the week, Ducko. A giant clown.
Yeah,
that I can putt into his face.
The putt-putt courses aren't built like they used to be.
They aren't.
They're not like that anymore.
They don't have the whimsy of yesteryear,
yeah,
do they?
Go over a little bridge and under a windmill.
But the grown-up golf, no thank
grown you. Grown-up, all right. Well, see, I'm a big grown-up golf fan, but I think I might get you here.
All right.
Because we're at Le Jenny Naturist Course in France on France's west coastline. Meant to be very picturesque.
Okay.
Meant to be very beautiful. And it's the only golf course in the world where you must play completely naked.
I love this. Here we go.
You've got
to... So there's a couple of naturalists, yep, a couple of French nudists who went, we love golf, but we're sick of having to wear the plaid and the little pants,
yep,
and the fancy shoes. We're going to start our own.
Completely this nude. Is, and you must be nude.
Is it...
Pedro the Penetrator.
Has to be out.
Is it too... ward off cheating? What's the logic?
No, I think it's just because they're
nudists.
I don't
know how you're cheating.
They're naturalists. You
they're
can still definitely cheat when you're naked.
Okay, sure.
If anything, I probably wouldn't question Gary when he's bending over picking up his ball more when he's nude. Like, sure, Gary, you got a linen par, mate. I don't care.
He's rubbing strokes off, but you're like,
don't say rubbing strokes off.
Don't say rubbing strokes off. This is why people complain.
You can't do that.
Sorry.
Anyway, this is the strict dress code.
That is how you would cheat, though, right? In golf.
You'd rub strokes off.
You would
for
rub
sure.
strokes
Absolutely.
off.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, you're right there.
Thank you.
But rubbing in this context, at this course,
no,
my
good.
Goodness.
So there's got to be a sign for that.
So you're not allowed to wear clothes. Like, you can't, the option is not there.
You arrive.
Yep.
By assuming clothes.
You arrive, you have to take a shower. They make everyone shower before they get on.
Okay. God forbid we have, you know, stinky pits walking around the nude course.
Stinky pits and bits you don't want.
But you're outside. What does it matter if I'm a bit grubby?
Yeah, I didn't understand that one. I mean, it's not like you're going to catch COVID or something if you shower or not. But they make you shower and they make everyone get changed to get naked. You can't be too modest. You know, you've got to let them parade out. You've got to be loud and proud. But
you're loud and proud if you're going to this place.
Yeah. But you also can't parade around too much.
Also, there's a line
there's
of
a
being
line.
Loud and proud.
There's a line.
So you can't be doing, when I talked about the windmill on the putt-putt course.
Yeah.
You can't be doing no windmills on this course.
No. There's no puppetry
so your
happening.
So little puppetry tricks, Ducko.
Oh, yeah, I'd be.
Keep those for the.
Look, I'm doing the spider. No one? Okay. Anyway.
You'll be removed, sir.
I do worry, though, if...
My huge Johnson.
...was to get in the way. Because there's a lot of swinging and moving, the hips in golf, particularly as a dude.
You're right.
And that thing, you know what I mean?
Do you remember we had an excellent contribution, possibly last week, Glenn, talking about his long Johnson.
Yes.
That when he went to sit down on the toilet
seat,
it stuck to his bum cheeks, flung forward and he sat down on himself.
Yes.
Can you imagine him playing golf?
Jeez.
And the
Glenn's band.
Which one is the club?
What's Glenn hitting with? No, Glenn's got a one size fits all.
Is
that your 5-iron or your pitching wedge, Glenn?
Make a wood joke. Isn't a golf club called a wood?
Yeah, you're dry. You got your wood out.
You got your wood out.
You hitting a bit of wood for this one, Glenn? You'd have to get a little bit chub. Anyway, but taking photos is restricted. Except unless you're close family and friends. Apparently groups of families are coming on and playing together in this place
in
France.
Take my picture. Yeah.
Dad, should we go to Le Jenny again? I want to get naked with you and Mum. Let's just walk around together.
A lot of retirees do get into golf, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's easy on the joints.
I'm trying to get my dad into it now. Maybe this will get
go
him.
Go back to the motherland.
Yeah.
Take him there.
Yeah.
Nice father-son bonding. Set up a tripod.
Yes.
You can capture it.
Here's where it falls down, though.
Don't say tripod.
Dad, look, I'm just leaning forward. It's only a 6-hole golf course and only about 18.
You can only
or
smack
at least
six.
9. You can only smack 6, so that's pretty short. But also, sexual activity is strictly forbidden. They're classy.
I love that they've had to specify that. Are there signs at every hole?
Like there would be.
You know, hole 1,
yep.
Par 3,
yep.
No sex.
Please respect each other, no sex.
Don't say hole.
You can't say much.
The
innuendo on the golf course
much.
Is brilliant, isn't it?
I worry about sunburn.
Oh, true.
Because you're out there for so long playing golf. It's such a slow game.
And because your bits don't get exposed to the sun as much.
They would be much more sensitive.
They would burn, wouldn't they?
Are you putting the pink zinc or does that count as clothing? There's so many questions.
So many questions.
We're going to have to do a work trip, Shy Guy.
Oh, yeah.
Find it in the budget.
You want to do a work trip to France and go naked
just,
golfing?
Just to play a Le Jenny Naturist course in France.
Totally. Sure. I think I'm finally interested in golf.
This is Jess and Ducko.
What do you got?
BuzzFeed have put together a bit of a list, Ducko, about celebrities who are parents and they're just like us. They're just trying to keep their heads above water. They're implementing rules, trying to do the best for their children.
Yeah.
But the headline was rules that either make a ton of sense or very little sense. So I'll run you through some of them and you tell me what you make of these celebrity rules, okay? Megan Fox, obviously, gorgeous actress. You know her from the Transformer movies. Her children are only allowed...
Actress is generous there.
What would you call her?
Oh, I mean, she's in movies.
Oh, she is an actress.
I'd say model/model.
She was in movies, makes her an actress. Her kids are only allowed to watch movies and not TV shows.
What do
you make of that?
That's weird.
She doesn't want them to sit in front of the TV for like mindless hours. She wants at least like a start and end point, and then it's over and we can go on to do other activities.
Is the only movie she makes them watch Transformers 1?
Would you want your kids? She's very sexy.
She's sexy, isn't she?
Speaking of, now he doesn't want them to watch
it. Doesn't look like you're acting. Oh, anyway.
He doesn't want his kids to watch it for the, maybe it is for the sexiness. Jason Momoa, obviously you know him as Aquaman.
Yes.
But obviously he's been acting since he was in his teens. Yeah. Gorgeous young actor. He won't let his kids watch his early work. So they're allowed to watch your Aquamans and the things like that, but he won't let them watch. He had his start in Baywatch.
He won't
let them watch Game of Thrones.
Fair enough.
Very sexy and bloody and all that.
Yeah.
So he won't let his kids watch his earlier. Can you imagine if your dad was Jason Momoa and you'd be like, show me everything, Dad. I want to see. And he's going,
I want to see your body of work, Father.
Absolutely. How's this one? Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, obviously famous celebrity couple. A little bit different, this one. They have two daughters. They have to share a room. They obviously own mansions. They'd own multiple properties, but they say that their kids are going to grow up without it, without wanting anything. But this is one thing they need to learn, how to share.
Ah.
And this is the best way they thought to do it.
So they're in the room together.
They're always in the room together.
I don't mind that one.
I mean, if
you're mega rich like that and going, they're going to get everything they need.
I know. Kourtney Kardashian. Obviously, the older sister of Kim.
Obviously.
Her kids aren't allowed to use the microwave. She got rid of the microwave and then made it a house rule. No microwaves in my house.
Wonder why? Because, she's definitely not cooking anything.
She said she learned. Is microwave cooking, though? She's reheating.
She's definitely not even doing that. Have you seen her nails? There's no way she could press the button.
She's not in
the kitchen. She's not got room for a microwave.
Yeah, true.
None of them really have functional kitchens, do they? They're all just aesthetic.
I don't think I've ever seen a toaster in their little cutaway scenes of the kitchen.
But they have all their food, labeled.
Yeah, and like a million ovens.
Yes. Yeah.
Chloe, they're personal chefs, multiple devices, not a microwave though. She said she read up on the toxins they emit.
Of microwaves, one of those people.
I get a bit funny when Angus stands in front of the microwave.
Isn't that just a wife's tale?
I don't know, but now.
Remember that people used to think it gives you cancer, then it came out it didn't?
Well, I thought it would fry his boys,
Yeah, well, that's
true. Our microwave is low since we got one.
And he's always there naked with his berries in front of
it. He's just standing there watching his, spaghetti bolognese reheat. I'm like, don't stand there.
Watching his bolognese with his meatballs.
You get it.
Yeah.
How's this one? Our girl Jennifer Lopez.
J-Lo.
You know that she's always on the money, J-Lo.
What are we calling her, singer or actor or neither?
How dare you? How dare you? Made in Manhattan is a great film. Jennifer Lopez's kids are only allowed to use electronics on Sundays. They call it Sunday Fun Day. But every other day of the week, no devices.
Is that with, what's his name?
Affleck.
Affleck?
Yep. I mean, she doesn't share kids with him. She has kids with, an ex-partner.
They've got a very blended family.
But
don't they?
Her house, only Sundays are for fun days when it comes to devices.
I get that. I mean, if you can hold your kids off devices, power to you.
Pretty good. There's a lot of celebrities who have said their kids aren't allowed on social media. Jennifer Garner, what do you make of this?
Affleck's OG wife.
There you go. From one Jennifer to another, you'd like this. Doesn't let her kids eat junk food.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean,
And Neil Patrick Harris, Barney from How I Met Your Mother, and he's a fantastic stage actor as well.
MPH, baby.
He and his husband have a rule. You don't have to like it, but you have to try it.
Oh, that's good.
So when they go out, or maybe their personal chef is making
a new
meal.
We should implement that for you.
Absolutely not. I'm 33.
Ham.
In a couple
Eggs.
Of days. And now one more for you.
Yes.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Obviously the founder of Goop.
Yeah.
You got an issue with her? Can I call her an actress?
She's a good actress, yeah.
Okay.
I will call a good actress if they're a good actress.
Pepper Potts is what you've gone for. Her kids aren't allowed, they weren't allowed, they're older now, weren't allowed to watch TV in English. They had to put the settings on Spanish or French.
And read the subtitles.
Well, no, the language. You can change when they're dubbed.
But they didn't have English subtitles? They were just trying to listen?
Doesn't say.
Is that like her way of Duolingo?
It must be have English subtitles. How the hell do you know what's going on?
Because that's a quick way to learn.
That's a quick way to learn. You are immersed in it. So they could, exactly, it's a...
To learn.
To learn the language, Spanish or French, they had to turn the language settings.
It's two things I wish I did as a kid, or as my parents did to me. One is learn to play the
Chris
piano.
Because Chris Allen, your father, is a celebrity in his own right, so he should be on this list.
Former current affair journalist.
Exactly.
Learn to play the piano.
Force you.
I wish I could play the piano.
Did you try for a bit? and then go, I don't want to do it, because that's what happened to me. And my parents went, oh, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. I'm like, why didn't you force me?
I think I tried the trumpet. Didn't last long with that.
Oh, I can't see you playing the trumpet.
No. Where's that noise coming from? And I didn't play, and I played the guitar, but I was bad at the guitar.
Yep.
Piano, I wish. And the other one was learn another language.
Mm-hmm.
I just did not take my Japanese year 5 class seriously.
Oh, my God. And then as soon as you could drop it, you probably dropped it.
I did, but...
Whereas in Gwyneth's house, you'd probably... If you were Gwyneth's kid and Chris Martin's kid,
yes,
you'd probably be able to speak Japanese because she would have turned the TV forced you.
At least I'd know, like, they're angry right now because I can just sort of hear the tone in their voice.
And then you would have picked it up because kids are sponges.
Sumimasen, you know, bang, there I go.
That was really good.
Means excuse me.
It does, very good. Jess and Ducko. Boom, 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 everybody say Adam. Good morning, Adzie.
Yeah, good morning.
You've just donned a Daffy Duck cap that we've got lying around the studio for some reason.
I can't remember why we have that. I think I wore it to a Bucks once.
Yeah.
And I brought it in.
It's a bit of fun, but we were talking about introducing your young son to, like, the things we grew up on. And I've seen a bit of a trend now, a lot of parents online talking about kids' shows these days are so highly stimulating.
Yep.
But the ones
like what's that one that's like
Cocomelon? Yeah, it ruins
it's like
them.
Drug. It's like crack for kids.
Totally. Right. But the things from our year are actually a bit calmer because they didn't have that same intention. Have you introduced Lenny into any of the things that you grew up on?
Yeah, he's massive into the Ninja Turtles. Loves.
Old school.
I'm actually having a quick think now, and they're all the ones that are a little bit maybe aggressive.
Street Sharks.
Like fighting, yeah.
Street Sharks.
Spider-Man and all that sort of stuff. Nah, Street Sharks. Don't know that one. Yeah. I was like early days, big play school fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big were you Bear in the Big fan. Blue House?
Yeah, I love
Bear.
Yeah,
that's good.
Bananas
for the kids
and pajamas.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
God.
What about, did you ever?
Yes, big time.
Jump on the magic school bus?
Yeah.
I used to love getting on the magic school bus.
One of my favourites, Arthur, the bear.
Arthur!
That's a cracker. I need to get him onto that.
Every day when I'm walking down the street. That was a great show. Are they bears or are they rabbits?
No, they're aardvarks.
Oh, yes. We have had this chat.
Yeah,
I don't know what an aardvark is, but that's what they are.
Funny though, like, we could sit through an episode of one of them, couldn't we?
Yes. Absolutely.
I'm not sitting through Cocomelon. You couldn't pay me.
No
Amen.
Way.
Yeah. They genuinely are trying to change the kids' brain chemistry. So get him onto our things, our generation of things. It's much
healthier.
Yeah,
because we're sweet.
Because we're all good, man.
Yeah.
We're perfect. Yeah. He went cross-eyed there.
I don't have a really short attention span either.
I'm perfect as I am. If they just watched Magic School Bus with me, they'd be sorted. Does Lenny watch YouTube clips of kids doing things?
Yeah, loves it. Not so much
what
kids,
is that
actually.
About?
Yeah.
He watches YouTube clips of, like...
Gaming?
I think that he's a little bit different. He watches YouTube, of, like, people going camping, fishing. Like, he loves
it. Well, at least that's outdoorsy.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
No. He's watching outdoorsy.
It's so
that's
weird.
That's not any better.
I find people watching, kids now watching YouTube clips of anyone doing anything so strange.
Yeah, it is.
Has he ever
crazy.
Said, can I go camping? He's like, no, put the camping video on.
Well, we're actually lucky. I think it goes hand in hand with him.
Oh, that's good. That's
loves
good.
It. Yeah, he'd probably live outside if he could.
Yeah, okay.
So
that's
we're
healthy.
Talking a different kettle of fish, my uncle.
Yeah. He'll be sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mate, fresh off a big win. The wet weather game that was, you guys versus the Dragons last week. Jeez, it was. You guys played in the peak of the Friday night rain.
Yeah, it was absolutely pumping down on us. 10,000 fans there. So, so cool. Like, speaking to all the boys, you know, I couldn't believe it. You know, it was just so lucky that we get such a good crowd there all the time. I don't think any other club in the NRL would get 10,000.
Did you see the battler eating the hot dog in the stands while it was raining?
Yeah, and who zoomed in on him?
And it's all wet. Yeah, and he's just chewing it. It's all covered in water and a snorkel.
Everyone thinks he's doing it tough. He's loving it.
He's a pig in mud.
Yeah.
He's an absolute...
a bloke in a snorkel and a wetsuit also.
Yeah, I saw
at
that.
At the halfway line.
That was good. Is it fun playing in that sort of condition? Like, does it take you back to being a kid sort of when it's raining and jumping out into parks and doing things like
that? Well, it did a bit. I think for me it's fun because it simplifies the game a bit as well.
Yeah.
It's played more in the middle for me. So I was having heaps of fun out there. I was just saying off air it wasn't too much fun when I got put on the bench and had to sit there and
shivering.
I realised that, everyone in the crowd would be freezing right now.
Yep.
So hopefully they had a couple of... cans maybe to warm them up, I think.
Yeah. No one on the team got colds or anything like that?
Nah, everyone's pulled through sweet. So
okay, good.
Radman probably was the closest to an injury when he flew into the signage. But,
yes.
Nothing a good bowl of chicken soup can't solve.
Exactly. 2 minute noodles and a bit of chicken soup.
2 minute noodles.
Now, speaking of Big Bradman, he's been making all the headlines this week for the absolute wrong reasons with your dear wife.
Yes.
No, I'm not. Is this clickbait or is this just juicy?
For anyone who missed it, all the headlines after the game, the post-match report, Millie Elliott, my apologies, has walked in to do her interviews, a shirtless Bradman.
yeah.
has walked over.
They're good
had
friends.
A nice little chat.
Yeah.
And then Bradman went to lean in to do the kiss goodbye, and she went, yeah, go put a shirt on. Let's go talk
here.
To someone else.
Yeah.
And every headline afterwards was, NRL ninth player rejected by Channel 9 superstar yep. for going in steamy kiss.
Tried to kiss her. Now, Bradman's one of your best mates and Millie's your wife. So what's happening?
Yeah, I know. They're best mates as well. So it's a good laugh, I think. You know, sitting back talking to Bradman yesterday, he couldn't believe it. Mill couldn't believe it. We're none of us are on TikTok either. So like, I think that's where it started, and a bit of traction. Probably started off as a little bit of fun, but then you see some news outlets using it as a bit of clickbait, which... Yep. Yeah, it doesn't bother any of us, and you know, me, Mill, and Bradman are all great mates. So it's there's no qualms there, but it's just funny to see the length some people will go
totally.
To get a click.
Totally, if anyone had actually watched the video, you know what I mean. Even that,
it's
for
so
that
harmless.
Regard, but it's just such an easy headline.
It is
rejected, steamy Chris
Classic.
In a change room.
I know, so stupid. Anyway, you tell Bradman we're watching.
She would have rejected me if I was in there too. I'd say. So, yeah.
Is it weird actually coming in post game and having your wife in there doing the interviews? Is that a weird feeling?
Like, I actually did a pregame with her.
I saw that.
Yeah. Which is like, it's not weird, it's cool. I love it.
I
think it's so cool that she's in and around that while I'm playing. And our schedules are so hectic at the moment with her, you know, preparing for Origin and starting up with the Roosters and then her other Channel 9 commitments. So when she does get a game that's ours, I absolutely love it because it means she can be there. She loves it. She can be there watching in the flesh, but she's also got a bit of skin in the game and working on her craft around it all, which is cool. So
Spend some quality time together.
Exactly, yeah. I can help her out around all that stuff too, which is good. Like, she obviously gets an insight into the game and the team through me. And, she does it at Mac Jones as well a lot of the time, which is just a sick spot to be watching footy at the best of times. So, yeah.
It's mate, couples who work together, train together, eat together, play together, live together, stay together.
There's a trend there.
Before there you go, speaking of Roosters, you got them Thursday night, big game. They've got a few injuries, but we're on a roll now, baby.
Yeah. We've started the roll. We hope we have. It'd be good for us to go on a bit of a trot now.
I can confirm to you the halves are staying the same this week if you haven't seen the team sheet.
They are, yeah. We've had our training sessions this week, good. So I'm all over it.
Yeah, good.
But I think the game against the Dragons was a really good one for us. Like I said, it just was really simple, but it was absolutely bucketing down. Conditions were horrible. Any excuse to maybe have a 65, 70% completion rate, people would probably, you know, look at that and think it wasn't too bad, but we completed 85%, which is up there with our best for the season.
Yeah.
So I think that just shows when we concentrate and we're focused and we have an emphasis on completing, we can win games. And I think if we probably completed at 85% in the first four rounds, we'd probably have a few more wins under our belt. So we learn a bit out of that game. We'll take that into this game against the Roosters and hopefully we can kickstart our season a little bit.
Get the fans to just stand there with hoses because you guys work well in the wet.
You're a good wet weather team.
Good wet weather. Magic market, you know.
Take shirts off. Well, that's it. Hey, I'll work on that.
I'm working on my inner duck.
Yes, you've got your duck hat on. Well, mate, good luck for the game tomorrow night. Great to have you in as always. And tell Lenny to... Come on, ride on the magic school
bus. Yeah, I'll get a couple of eps of that later.
Yeah, very
ready
good.
To go. Thanks for having me on. Jess and Ducko.
We're talking dental doozies. Do you hate the dentist?
Yeah.
Are you scared of the dentist?
What happened to make you scared?
Yeah.
Sweet Babs, our producer, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You're in a bit of a funk today, babe. You usually walk in, you know, cloud nine.
Ray
she lives life to the fullest, this young lady.
Yeah.
She is the human embodiment of sunshine. But today, a dark cloud has descended over Babs because someone went rooting around in her mouth yesterday and gave her some bad news.
Yeah, I went to the dentist. Yeah.
And you said before you went, I'm really scared of the dentist. I've got a bit of a thing in my tooth. And I said, I'm also scared of the dentist. Shy guy, also scared of the dentist.
Yep.
I don't think you are you, Jess?
No, I am very egotistical with this, Ducko. Yeah. I like going to the dentist because I've got excellent oral hygiene and they always compliment me. So I leave feeling very good about myself.
See, what annoys me is I've got great oral hygiene, but I have bad genes. So much acidic-y saliva. Fillings galore.
Sounds like to me you don't floss enough.
Yeah.
And you've admitted to only flossing every other day.
I've upped it now with my flossing, but I've got so many fillings in there that to floss, you put it in and you can't get it out. It feels like you're going to rip your floss, you're filling it. So I've got to then let it go on one hand and slide it out. about three teeth because I've about 14 fillings. But it's not about me, Babs. It's about you.
It's about Babs and her teeth. But yeah, as you said, you've had some interesting work done previously, haven't you?
Yes, I got a root canal.
You're only 22. How did you get a freaking root canal already?
I don't know. Good question. Oh, stop it.
That's Babs' dental chair audio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I hate any noises associated with the dentist. Yeah,
100%.
So you had a root canal when, last year?
Yeah, it was around this time last year, actually. It was in May. Yeah, just the hole in my tooth was that big that they couldn't do anything except put a
How many gummy bears do you eat that you got a root canal at 21?
I literally have really good.
But honestly, it can be genetic. It can be hygiene. My nephew, like he's 4, he had to get a root canal. Or maybe he's a bit older than 4.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, 21's
my younger sister, similar to you, like some people just get unlucky with teeth.
Yeah, I think I have chalky teeth. Yeah. I think that's the issue.
Sure. Is that the diagnosis or are you making that up?
That's me saying that I do.
So what happened this week that took you back into the dentist chair?
Well, I had a bit of tooth pain in this tooth about 3 days ago.
The root canal tooth?
In the root canal tooth. God. But I was like, oh, just see how we go. Because sometimes it gets a bit sensitive, you know, when you eat certain foods.
Sure. And the weather's changing.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe I'm a bit sinusy, you know, plays up with your teeth. Maybe I've been grinding my teeth in my sleep. I don't know.
It is a stressful job working with Ducko and I.
It is. Yeah. He's going to do it again.
I was just trying to, you know, push any excuse. I was like, I don't want to go to the dentist. I don't want to do it. Yeah. It's like, surely it will go
away. Ignorance is bliss.
Yes. And then it got to the point where I was lying in bed and it was like aching when I was trying to sleep. And I was like, oh, this is not right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then I called the dentist yesterday, like during one of the show breaks.
Hang on. Okay. Don't tell us that. You're entering on the clock.
Yeah. You call places at 9, thank you.
Yeah. Well, then I wanted one of the appointments because I was like, okay, I've got to go today. If I'm booking in, I want to go today just to get it over and done with. And then, I went. They looked at my tooth and they're like, it's cracked.
The root canal tooth is cracked?
It's cracked, yeah.
And brush your teeth.
I am. I swear I am. Like, the root canal tooth is cracked and we can't do anything about it until you see a specialist. But then you're going to be on a waiting list for a couple months, possibly.
And root canals are not fun. Crowns are not fun. Or they might have to rip the tooth out, which I'd imagine is not fun.
Does that mean you end up with the plate with one tooth attached to it?
Yeah. I suppose I can put one fake tooth back in.
Oh, that's where they drill.
Yeah. I've never had a fake tooth, but...
You don't have to tell us, Babs, but how much is this all looking like it's going to cost you?
Well, the dentist kind of said, we don't want to put a fake tooth in because that's going to be very, very expensive.
Jeez, when the dentist is saying when a normal appointment is
as he's opening his wallet, just counting his bills.
Yeah. As he checks his Rolex, his diamond-encrusted Rolex.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, okay, don't want that.
Yeah. I've got a phobia of the dentist. So does Babs. I think it's very common, as I said, so does Shy Guy.
But usually there is, some history.
History. Oh, yeah. We go to Emma on 13.
Emma, do you have chalky teeth?
When I was a kid, my mouth swelled up like a golf ball, like I had a golf ball in my mouth. Uh-huh. And I had to go to the dentist, and originally they couldn't do anything because of how swollen it was. I had to wait for it to swell down. And then I went to the dentist at Warner's Bay with my dad. My tooth had to be taken out. It was a baby tooth, thankfully. There was an abscess underneath it. And as I was walking out of the dentist and my dad was paying for the bill, I passed out. Now I have a...
phobia.
Very big fear of going to the dentist.
Yeah, and you know what? Back in the day when you could get the Novocaine, the happy gas, the dentist was an okay place for me.
No worries.
But now with the needle and you can hear it and see it and just...
An abscess.
Emma, that's... No, you're scarred for life.
Absolutely, because Emma sounds like a grown-ass lady now and it's still traumatising.
Jenny on 131060, dentist doozies. Jenny, you scared of it?
No, I love the dentist. Good morning, guys.
Morning,
it's Jenny from Mount Hutton.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny, good friend of the show.
One crazy rice cooker, you up?
What happened at the dentist for you, doll?
So when I was probably in my 20s, I was getting my wisdom teeth out, and back in the day they used to do it in the chair. So they would knock you out in the chair, and I got two on one side out the first time and two on the other side out the second time. So I wake up as he's stitching my gum.
Oh,
you're not meant to wake up.
No.
Oh, yes. My God.
No.
Yes. Horrified. This stitch hanging out and this hand in my mouth. I was like,
get me out of here. And especially because your eyes would open and there's just some face with a needle and thread in your mouth.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yes. Goodness
and
gracious.
And they put a sucker in your mouth and they're never sucking things right.
Oh, those cheap retractors.
No. And it all runs down the back of your throat.
Oh, Jenny. Anyway, Babs, hopefully this has helped you.
No, yeah. I kind of want to go home now.
This is Jess and Ducko.
We are joined by very special guests. First time we've had this man in the studio, I believe, Jess.
I know. We've had him on the phone multiple times, but it's nice to see his beautiful face.
Oh, thank you.
It's Rob Mills. Millsy, good morning.
Morning, guys. Morning. So good to be here. I love this place.
It's just a beautiful part of the world, isn't it?
I was up here last year for the Junior Theatre Festival.
Yes.
Which is so much fun for any parents out there or any kids listening that love musical theatre.
Yes.
This is the best best thing ever. Like, all these kids get around each other for, like, the space of, like, I think it's like a week.
It's a week or weekend.
They learn a brand new musical. You get workshops from all these great people. Anyway, I'm not here to talk about that, but I just love it so
much. Put your kids into theatre.
There's a great theatre scene here in Newcastle. In fact, last time we chatted to you, I think it was last year for that, and then I was doing the performance of Puffs that was on here from a local theatre company.
How did you go?
It was good. I played Voldy. Remember, you and me had a Voldy
on
the phone. Yeah, it was good fun.
Was yours as camp as mine?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I think we were just out camping each other.
When Millsy walked in, I did feel a slight electricity, and I was like, it's the Voldemort. A
couple of Voldy seeing each other.
Who looks better in the bald wig and the flattened out nose situation?
It's the greatest. It's such a fun play. They're working on, I spoke to the writer the other day, he's working on something else.
No way.
Hopefully I'm going to see him later this year when I head over
to
New
another
York.
Parody situation?
I'll let you do it first and I'll do it years later. But mate, you're in town. You're doing a play, Anne Juliet. This is pretty cool. It's a little bit different. I got a bit of the trailer here.
What if Juliet didn't die? I mean, really, that should almost be the start of the play.
So it's a bit of a twist on the Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, so think of, what if Juliet doesn't kill herself at the end of Romeo and Juliet, and then she goes off and actually meets some new friends. Maybe she has a new love interest.
Right.
And maybe I get a bit angry because I'm Shakespeare and I'm writing this play, and I'm like, well, what if we bring Romeo back?
Yes, how does it work? Are you sort of narrating what she's doing and so she's like, sort of going off your script?
Yeah, the play within the play. So my wife just basically says that the script that I've written is shit. And then she takes the quill off me, and all the players around me go, oh, she's got the quill.
Oh, what's she going to do?
Like, all right. Just let it write some things. It's fine. So she, like, Amy LaPalma, who plays my wife, is so funny and just such a brilliantly talented actress. It's so much fun to play with her every night. She takes the quill, rewrites the scenes, introduces new love interests, and then I take the quill back, and then we basically rewrite this thing.
It's back and forth.
Yeah. But the best thing is it's been written, not by myself and Amy, but by David West Reed, who wrote Schitt's Creek.
So, like in Schitt's Creek,
how it's super fun. Okay, sometimes it goes really earnest.
Yes.
But only just for a minute, and then it's a gag, and it's self-deprecating, and it gets you out.
And it's punchy as all hell.
Emotional roller coaster of all the feels.
Yes.
Let alone the soundtrack, Millsy. I know, you love your music. You've been in the music industry for so long yourself. This soundtrack must have got you really excited when you saw the modern take on the music for this musical.
Well, it's the modern day Shakespeare. Like, Max Martin has... Basically, he's written how many number one hits? I don't know the actual stats. But it's like...
Heaps, yeah.
I think it's like 100 top 100 songs over the last 40 years, you know? Like, he is anything by Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, Bon Jovi.
How good.
He has written, even most recently, Ariana Grande, Ed Sheeran.
So are you playing Shakespeare singing Britney Spears?
I sing a couple of Backstreet Boys songs.
As Shakespeare?
Juliet sings a couple of Britney Spears songs.
Brilliant.
Amy sings a Celine Dion song that will absolutely floor you. It's so beautiful and heartbreaking.
Wow.
How good.
Yeah. And it's like these songs, and I don't even know how David West Reed has done this, but it's like the songs were written for this show.
It just works so perfectly.
You know, like sometimes in a jukebox musical, they just throw songs at you and you're like, oh, cool.
Why is this here?
Yeah. But this is like, oh, you've written... There's a moment that happens every single time a song happens. The crowd goes,
I get it.
Are you noting
the crowd singing along or dancing in their seats? Is it a really feel-good, just electric?
We haven't done a show where everyone is not on their feet by the end.
Amazing.
Oh, it's a bloody dance party.
Speaking of a sing-along, though, we are actually doing a sing-along version of the show on the 31st of May.
Okay.
We did it in Melbourne, but I missed it because I was sick. But this time, I will not miss this one.
Okay.
You'll be doing that.
So buy tickets for that
lyrics.
One. Okay.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And Juliet, I love
it. It's on at the Sydney
so
Lyric
much.
Theatre. We do have passes to give away right now, but here's the thing. 13 10 60, you can call up. We're going to give those passes away, but we're also going to play Shy Guy Dips with Millsy.
That's right. We've got our first ever celebrity dipper. Shy Guy, we had to wrestle the packet of biscuits off him because this is his thing, Millsy. But we thought, look, he loves a biscuit
loves
and a glass
it.
Of milk.
Yeah, and he's very bad at describing things.
Very bad. So let's see. We've got a fresh packet of Bickies here. And Millsy's going to, we're going to line them up. And Millsy's going to dip, he's going to crunch, he's going to taste, he's going to describe.
You're dipping your coffee.
Here we go.
Never, dip's never been done before. Yes. Guest dipper.
This is Jess and Ducko.
I reckon producer Shy Guy's having a glass of milk.
Glass of milk and a little biscuit, aren't you?
My milk. Shy Guy Dips.
I'm so excited to win the biscuit.
Not only is this Australia's favourite biscuit game, but we are doing something today that's never been done before.
Guest dipper.
Our first celebrity dipper. It's Rob Millsy Mills. Millsy, thank you so much for agreeing to partake in our very serious and hard-hitting segment where we try and give someone a packet of biscuits.
I'm very happy to be here.
Very good.
It should be said how serious you were taking it in the song there. You were looking at the biscuits, you were working out your clues.
He was almost taking it too seriously.
Oh, mate, I love a biscuit.
You do love a good bicky.
Mate, who doesn't?
Yeah. Who doesn't?
And you've got your coffee there, which you can dip it in your coffee.
Yeah, a green room biscuit.
Oh,
okay.
Here we go. I always judge the places by their biscuits.
Biscuit selection.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we've got our community name, our collective name for our listeners, Millsy, is the Rice Cookers. So we've got a bunch of rice cookers lined up here.
Yep.
Loretta, you're on with Millsy. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Mate, we're fantastic. Millsy, would you like to give Loretta a first clue?
Yeah.
Okay, Loretta, it's in... They're a round biscuit wrapped in plastic.
Oh, okay. Loretta, that narrows it down for you.
I was going to say, don't give her too much. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
he's doing. He's playing the game. Loretta, do you want to take a stab?
Is it a Kingston biscuit?
Kingston.
Oh, I wish it was.
He likes a Kingston, but it's not.
Still the whole packet.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Loretta. Christy, good morning.
Good morning.
Christy, Millsy, Millsy, Christy.
Go, Christy.
Hi, Millsy. Hi, mate. Nice to meet you.
How about another clue for Christy?
That, yeah.
The packet does have a few colours on it.
Ooh.
Do you want to know one of the colours, Christy?
Sure.
Blue.
Love to.
Blue. One of the colours is blue.
Christy.
Colours and blue.
I hope so.
The biscuits are individually wrapped. I know, you don't get
the questions, Christy.
Take him to dinner first.
Cheeky monkey.
Yeah. Take a stab.
I'd go a savoury, like a salada kind of biscuit.
Ooh, we haven't had a savoury.
Okay, salada's a square.
That's right. Sorry, Christy.
And I'm not dipping a salada in my coffee.
Absolutely not. That would be gross.
Oh, I've just given a clue. I've just given away a clue. Sorry.
Oh,
Graham,
yes.
You got a free clue there. Good morning to you.
Graham.
Oh, morning.
Morning, Graham.
So, round, it's in a wrapper.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering whether it's actually a biscuit, but a wagon wheel?
The humble wagon wheel.
It wouldn't be Shy Guy Dips if someone didn't guess wagon wheel. It's not wagon wheel.
For the next person.
Yeah, we've got Nat on the line. Good morning, Nat.
Nat, there's no chocolate on it.
Oh. Okay, Nat, did you hear that?
Oh, I did, yes. Is it an Oreo?
An Oreo.
It isn't an Oreo.
But also, I think they're gluten-free.
This current biscuit or the Oreo?
The Oreo. Someone told me this the other day.
Someone told me this the other day.
Hold on. Shy doesn't put this much effort in.
Biscuit we're guessing is not gluten-free, but the Oreo.
No, this one is a wheat biscuit.
Beck, that's a massive clue. Good morning to you.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, so fabulous. Thanks, babe. Did you hear what Millsy just said?
He's dipping it now too. He's going to taste it, Beck.
I do, but I've got no idea. I was going to say wagon wheel. I'm going to guess maybe just like a wheat. I can't even think what they're called now.
We need the name, Beck.
Come on, Beck.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not too dissimilar to a wagon wheel without the chocolate and all the things, right?
Are massive clues. Amanda.
You're better at clues than Shy Guy.
I think so. Amanda, good morning to you.
Morning. How are you?
Fabulous. Great, we've dipped the bicky.
It dips very well. And can I say an old person would love this?
Does the integrity of the biscuit hold together whilst dipping?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, this is 15 clues for Amanda. Yeah. You got to get it now, Amanda.
Fingers crossed.
Go. What do you reckon?
Is it the Mari biscuit?
Ooh, the Mari.
No, but that's a very good biscuit as well.
Jeez, you do know a bit about biscuits, mate.
I love biscuits.
This was built for you, segment.
Another clue for Aussie, please.
Mills is coming back every Wednesday.
This is fantastic. Shy Guy's out of the job.
What do you got?
I could say, can I say it's easily digestible?
You can. Aussie, good morning. Aussie.
Good morning.
Yeah,
good
fabulous.
Aussie.
Thanks, mate. Millsy has just given you a whopper there. Do you know what the biscuit is?
Jeez, can I hear the clues again? It cut out halfway through.
What was that last clue,
that
Millsy?
That last clue?
I just said they're very easily digestible.
Ooh.
So they're round and they're blue and they're easily digestible. Is that what
we're at? Yep. Let's focus on that last clue.
And, mate, are they digestives?
Oh, he's done it!
Aussie, you've won a packet of digestives, babe.
Well, not my one, because I'm taking that.
Aussie. Aussie.
A brand new packet.
A brand new packet.
You get Millsy's biscuit, Aussie. Well done.
Oh, that's not even my fault.
You also get tickets to the show and Juliet. You can get tickets as well, andjuliet.com.au. But you're going to see that as well. Plus, you get the biscuits. Millsy.
Aussie, what a day.
You're elite at that.
Mate, we can share a biscuit at, after the show, mate.
Oh, very nice.
Would you like that, Aussie, to share a biscuit?
Yeah, I'd also like to hang on the line for Alpha Bucks, if that's possible.
All right, mate, now you're getting greedy.
Love this. I love this. Well, I don't want those tickets to Anne Juliet. Trust me, I guarantee this is better than your Alpha Bucks.
Oh, yeah, what a great
review. It's going to be fantastic. We can't wait. We have more tickets on the show as well throughout the week.
Absolutely. Millsy, you have been an absolute
been great.
Delight, as always.
Thanks,
thank you so much.
It's been
much.
Great to see your passion for the biscuits, too.
Truly.
Like, the integrity
What's
of the game
more?
Held
my,
up.
My passion for the biscuits or Anne Juliet. I love them both.
This is Jess and Ducko.
Huge news out of the Disney World, Ducko. Before we do get to Alpha Bucks, 7 years after the release of the fourth installment, we are getting another Toy Story.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, you'll remember at the end of Toy Story 4,
yep.
If you haven't seen it yet, I think it's been long enough. There's no spoilers here.
Yeah.
Woody goes off with
Bo Peep.
Right.
He disappears.
He goes to live his best life. He's like, Andy doesn't need me anymore. The little sister doesn't need me. The little neighbor girl doesn't need me. I'm going to go off live my best free life.
Yes, that's right.
With Bo Peep, his original love from Andy's room.
That's right. It was a good. The Toy Story franchise is very good.
It's unbelievable. It's one of the few where you'd argue 1, 2, 3, and 4 are all
They're
very
all good.
Good as opposed to just quality.
And the humor's good for adults and for kids.
Exactly. Well, now, as I said, nearly 7 years after the release of Toy Story 4, we are getting a fifth. It's set to be released, look, in 2026, so we do have a little while to wait. But it says official release date, 19th of June 2026. Like, it's proper locked in.
All the OG actors.
Tom Hanks is returning as Woody. Tim Allen returning as Buzz. We don't have any word on the plot line yet.
Yeah.
But as I said, if Woody's gone off, surely he's got to come back in and reunite with the old gang.
You would have thought so.
They've got to intertwine them again.
Are they going to go to his new cowboy Loveland? You never know.
You never know. Or maybe he gets the bat signal in the sky.
Oh, yes.
Andy needs me. I've got to get back to the crew.
Oh, and Andy's surely grown up now, and it's going to be weird if Andy's playing with his toys still.
Oh, my God, it'd be Andy's kids, maybe.
Could be.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Actually, wasn't the last one Andy's kids?
No, it was the neighbor girl. Remember the little girl?
Oh, yeah, he passed on to her.
He passed on to the other little child.
He could go on the plot for the Toy Story forever, but we won't.
Because they're so good.
Yeah, they are. They're wholesome.
Oh, I wonder what's going on with the potato heads.
Oh, Miss Potato Head's great.
And alien children.
Yeah.
Oh, Forky. Remember Forky?
Now we're just getting.
Jess is more excited than most about last time. Yeah.
Jess wanted to bring this one at prime time.
Doug was like, we've got to get to Alpha Bucks. I was like, I don't care. There's a new Toy Story coming.
I need to tell everyone.
It's one of the great films.
Jess and Ducko. Simple as ABC. Jess and Ducko's 10K Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Oh, yeah. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. We have to take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. And if you're unsure of the question, you say pass. We come back if there's time. We all know the rules. So today for $10,000, hey, we go to a legend.
Oh.
We go to Joel.
It's been too long.
Hello, Joel.
Joel.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Joel. Good. Doing good.
You a good rice cooker today, Joel?
Yeah, I do today.
Yeah, yep. Nice. Yeah, good.
Good,
yeah.
Joel.
Vibing.
Babe, what are you going to spend $10,000 on?
Probably a nice holiday overseas, like a surf trip.
Oh, where are you going? Indo? What are you thinking?
Yeah, somewhere in Indo.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jump in the green room, baby.
Grind.
Yep. All right, well, Joel's a...
Joel is a ready to...
He's ready to go.
He's ready to go. And what a great omen, Joel, because the letter you're working with, it's J for Joel.
Oh.
J.
It's good, eh?
J for JS Industries,
I feel like
mate.
Joel's really far away from the phone.
It does sound a bit distant. Are you on a speaker, Joel?
No, I'm not on speaker.
All right. Okay. I want you nice and close because I don't want to miss a beat, yep. Joel. I feel like I can't hear you very well.
All right, I'll try talking loud.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
What do you do with yourself, Joel, before you get going?
I'm an electrician.
Yeah, Sparky. Bloody Sparky. Yeah.
Keeps the lights on, Joel.
Yep.
Doesn't he?
Joel's like, shut up. I want to play the game.
Sorry, Joel. Joel's desperate for a holiday. Yeah. He's like, let me get through these 2 years.
He's just crawling to the end.
Joel, you ready?
Yep.
You remember the letters J?
Love you, Joel.
Yep.
Good. Love you, Joel. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter J, we need you to name a confectionery item.
Pass.
An occupation.
Yep.
Gymnast.
A Netflix series.
Pass.
A country.
Jamaica.
A type of cheese.
Pass.
An international city.
Oh dear. Joel, you were Jamaica away from doing a nudie run, essentially.
Yeah.
You only got yourself one, and that was Jamaica. It wasn't a great start.
I think that's your fault, Ducko.
it was too much talking about Indo. Confectionery item, jelly beans, occupation. You said gymnast. That's the G. We're looking for a judge or a jeweler. Can get you a Netflix series, Jane the Virgin. You got country, type of cheese, Jarlsberg. It doesn't come first of mine. And an international city. That's a tough one. Jerusalem.
Yeah, Johannesburg.
Joburg. Hey, Joel, you know what? We shouldn't, but we are. We're going to give you $100 cash anyway. You don't go away empty-handed.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Put Enjoy that in it, the mate. Piggy bank for yep. the next trip, surfing trip.
Yep. It's all yours, Joel.
Thanks, Joel.
Thank you.
You go to the movies often, Joel?
No, I don't. Not at all.
We're going to do next. We're going to do, would you see someone taking to the cinema? Just, we're talking weird things, Joel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Roast chooks.
Oh, we need to get Rob's call from yesterday
to
remind everyone. Shy Guy, get onto that, please.
Get onto that. Anyway, Joel, all the best, mate. Good to speak.
Hello. Thank you.
All right.
Jess and Ducko.
On Tuesdays, we do a segment called Overrated, Underrated.
What a great segment.
And there's this woman who's gone viral for one of her cheap mum hacks. She tries to save everyone money.
Mm-hmm.
And she brings basically three-course meals into the cinema.
Yeah.
Her latest hack was like nachos, complete with condiments and melted cheese.
Yeah.
So we talked about, you know, is it overrated or underrated bringing your own goodies in?
Yeah.
But Rob called up and took it to the next level.
Well, I went to sit in my seats and there were some people in our seats and they then moved over for us, which was very polite. But next minute, old mates pulled out a large tin of peaches and he started fishing his fingers into the peaches and, you know, digging right in the bottom, spilling peach juice here and there.
He saw someone bring in a can of peaches.
Can of peaches.
And eat them with their fingers. Rob went on to say they then pulled out some Lebanese bread and were dipping the bread into the peach juice.
That's right. I forgot about the Lebanese bread and the peach juice.
That's just an interesting combination.
That's a strange combo.
Absolutely. So 131060, what have you seen someone bring into the cinema?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they tried to smuggle in their, you know, support peacock.
You know.
And you had to watch a movie.
You reckon animals.
Maybe animals.
You never know.
You know what? You know that movie, I'm bringing up another cartoon here, but Secret Life of Pets. I reckon Gianni, my dog, would have really liked that at the cinema.
Just barked the whole time.
Totally.
Do they ever have a cinema screening where you can bring dogs in?
That's a great bloody question.
They'd all poo everywhere.
Should.
Yeah.
They should.
It'd be carnage in that cinema.
It would be. But if it was a dedicated time and space, everyone who was in that movie theater would know. It's like they have baby-friendly movie sessions.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? They should do one for the dogs.
You can bring your pets to like the Moonlight outdoor ones.
Oh, yep. I love that. I'd love to bring my pet chicken to see Chicken Run 2, Dawn of the Nuggets.
Would you like to bring your pet chicken to see chickens get killed, potentially? Yeah. I don't know.
That's no, it's about them escaping.
So true.
I don't want to be a pie.
I don't like gravy. I saw someone bring in a charcuterie board into a cinema. They put it in the middle. I said this yesterday.
I'm not mad about that.
It was like a full setup, though. I'm pretty sure there was like honey and cheese.
Oh.
Quince was in there. And they put it in the middle of them. And they sat on either side of it. And I was like, that's a bit, I'm all for bringing food into the cinema because, like, you know, stick it to the man where you can, when you can. But, like, that's a bit excessive.
My issue with that, Ducko, is you said they put it in the seat between them.
Yeah.
You get bloody allocated your
you
seats.
You do. They must have to book three.
And like Rob was saying, when he arrived with Peach's boy,
yeah.
he was in his seat and had to move a couple doors down.
That's right.
So are they booking a third seat?
You like have to. Like a big bopper on a plane.
Yeah. You need to get that extra one.
I need
space for my charcuterie.
Yes.
I've just texted my brother because I told you he used to work at a cinema.
Oh, cinema. Yeah, great.
And he would be, you know, the young one who got stuck.
Cleaning popcorn,
cleaning up the popcorn. He was picking up chicken carcasses.
Full chickens.
Well, it was not a full chicken by the end of film, but just the bachelor's handbag.
Yeah.
He's had to pick up watermelon rinds, pizza boxes. People take the absolute piss.
So 131060, what'd you see someone take into the cinema?
Yeah.
We'll accept if it's food or an animal or whatever it is.
Just, you know, they smuggled in their boyfriend under their coat. You know, they tried to do the thing where they stood on their shoulders.
Remember,
for one ticket.
Do movie marathons still happen?
I don't know.
Where it was like you'd sit there and you watch three in a row.
When there's a big release, like with the Lord of the Rings or the Harry Potters, they used to do that, didn't they?
Yeah. I used to go to a few movie
they
marathons.
They didn't do it with Chicken Run Dawn of the Nugget. I didn't get to go early and watch the first one.
I don't know why they did. It was just you and your chicken watching it. And then you ate your chicken.
Me and Betsy. And we shared the bachelor's handbag. It was a weird time. Jess and Ducko.
is Jess and Ducko.
131060, we're asking, what did you see someone take into the cinema?
Yeah, we were talking about bringing your own food into the movies yesterday, and the darling Rob got in touch and said he watched a guy open a tin of peaches and just fish around with his fingies. They are slippery little buggers. Have you
tough thing to eat. Yeah, you got to fork it.
You got to fork it, but he was just doing fingers and then pulled out some Lebanese bread to mop up the juices of the peach.
Yeah, he was dipping the bread in.
Which is a combination I really want to try. We asked people on Jess and Ducko on Instagram, and Lauren said, I watched someone bring on a full-on Chinese feast, like containers of it. Particularly, she goes, it was all the smelly stuff.
Yeah.
Chinese. I love Chinese. Love it's Chinese. My favourite of the Asian foods.
But the scent would just waft through the entire cinema.
It is a fragrant meal.
It's like, I'm not bringing my butter chicken in the cinema, you know?
Mate, Bree's proud of this. She goes, we bring a mix of sushi, burritos and Maccas. That is
sushi, burritos and Maccas.
She's gone around the world for that.
You really are.
You'd need a long movie to get through all of it.
And what are you starting with there? Oh, sushi. You'd have to start with the sushi.
See, I reckon sushi will stay cold. You know what I mean? It's all right, yeah. Cold. You've got to start with your Maccas.
Well, no, see, Maccas will hold
Caleb
integrity.
Caleb just messaged me, Ducko.
What's he said?
Good friend of the show,
yeah,
Caleb.
I know, Caleb.
I took a whole black bean beef with me to see The Hangover 2 and spilt, I'm reading this on the fly,
yeah,
and spilt the whole thing over me. Stunk like Chinese food for an hour and 45. Not good.
Black bean beef you took in. And then all of a sudden you just, yeah, you covered in it.
Thank you, Caleb. That's great. Thank you for listening to the show.
We go to Sandy on 131060. Sandy, was it you or someone else? Your mum that used to take someone into the cinema.
Well, it was my mother and my stepfather back in the day of drive-ins.
Okay.
We had a
Valiant station wagon, and there was five kids. And so one was a baby, so she would obviously hold the baby, but then she'd have the next youngest one in the footwell with her, covered with a blanket, and then
she's sneaking in the children.
I see.
Doesn't have to pay for them.
Doesn't have to pay for the kids.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And then my other two brothers in the footwells in the back, because the seat would be laid down flat like a bed. And then I would be laying still underneath the two pillows.
Oh, my God.
The whole family's hiding out in there.
I'm paying for the two adults. I ain't paying for the kids.
Yeah. Kids, no, don't make a noise down there.
That's great. Hannah, good morning to you.
Hi.
What have you seen someone bring into the cinema?
Well, when we were teenagers, which was over 10 years ago now, we used to get, we had a little RGA about like 200 metres up the road. So we used to get a tub of like 4 litre ice cream and just bring the spoons from home, and we just used to pass it down the seat.
I've heard of passing around popcorn. I've not heard of passing around the ice cream.
The Neapolitan.
Tub.
Who took all the chocolate? That's a good idea, though. I mean, then it would melt. You have to finish it, actually.
You have to go. And also holding a tub of ice cream. That's why I like scooping ice cream out into a bowl.
Yeah.
Because the bowl isn't freezing.
Yeah, it would be chilly on your hands.
Holding the whole tub. But, you know, saving a buck.
Jess, good morning on 131060. What do you see someone take into the cinema?
Good morning. It was actually, I'm going to say my friend.
Sure.
So every birthday and Valentine's Day, we'd go to the movies, and she would hide special drinks underneath of her boobs.
What were these special drinks?
What are we talking, like mini bar sized
Proseccos?
No, full size.
She's got a full bottle under the.
What, I mean, just tucked
what's she,
into
what's
the
she working with under
yes.
the hood there? There must be some, you know.
Delightful.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, because that's the one thing. If someone says, can I check in your bag?
Yeah. But you're not saying.
You don't have to show
the teenager's not saying, can I check in your.
Well, exactly. What's this weird magnum-shaped thing
what's
sticking
happening?
Out of your boobs?
Katie on 131060. Katie, what did you see someone taking
to the
scene?
Morning. So I grew up in a small town, Gloucester, and we didn't have movies there. We had to travel like an hour to the movies. So whenever we went there, it was a pretty big deal and we were able to take a friend. But my mum she wasn't going to buy the cinema food because it was too expensive and there was too many kids. So she would take Chinese in or she would take KFC. But the most memorable was she would take Chinese and heaps of it. And she would even take the spoons and the bowls, so she would dish it out.
Oh, she's full serving it on crockery.
Yep, serving it up, and the smell would go through the cinema, and she would whip out a cake for dessert. And one time they come in and they asked us to leave because, we weren't allowed to take food in and we weren't allowed to take smelly Chinese food.
Yeah, your sweet and sour pork is stinking up the cinema.
When you were singing happy birthday when the cake whipped out, you were ruining
can
the end of the movie.
Pause the movie for hold on. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Yeah, good, fabulous. Ray. Have you snuck something in Champion or did you see someone do it?
Yeah, it was a mate and I, so shout out to Wheeze. We went to the cinemas after a fair drinking session and we lit it ourselves with a heap of drinks and we would keep drinking in the cinemas and do a sneaky go to the bathroom and then we would change seats to somewhere else and ensure that we weren't responsible for the mess that we were at, but also then create another mess in the spot that we were.
Ray, you move around the cinema.
Ray seems proud of this. Ray, I don't think we should.
It's not common that you get really drunk and then decide to go to the movies.
I was going to say, Ray, do you remember what the movie was? What were you like, oh, got to go see this?
Yeah, it was Flushed Away. I only remember the beginning and I remember the write-up coming up.
Flushed Away is about a mouse getting flushed, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
The boys had a few skewies. They had a few skewies like, should we go see Flushed Away?
That is, we do not condone that behaviour, right? We, no, please.
And also, I've been to the cinemas when you're a bit intoxicated and you think it will be funny and you meet the movie starts, you're like, oh, no.
So you got to think about the 16-year-old, like my brother who works at the cinema, who has to clean up after that.
And then you got
to
wee all the time.
Yeah, no, you can break that seal. Oh. No good.
We'll finish off here with Cherie.
Oh, look, Cherie used to work at the cinema. Brilliant. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. What have you seen, Cherie?
Well, I used to work in event cinema Gold Class. Yeah. And when you bring the food in, I went to deliver the first lot of food and I looked down and could see a very well-fed rabbit under lady's leather jacket.
Shut up. Someone did actually bring a pet.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, and it took me about 3 deliveries and because I could only see its little nose popping out, twitching to begin with.
No. What?
What was the movie, Cherie? I just feel like the movie always tells a lot about the person. Do you remember the movie she brought the rabbit to watch?
No. it was pretty, it was a very big rabbit.
It was a big rabbit, big bunny.
Wow, didn't want to leave him at home.
No.
I want to see Bridget Jones's Diary 2.
Maybe it's a support rabbit. You know, you never know.
Maybe.
Yeah, my friend Rachel's messaged me saying, we took our dog into the movies.
There you go.
I don't know the parameters around that.
I need to know. Secret Life of Pets?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. A movie that a dog would bark at.
Super Pets. Yeah. There's a lot of...
You want to keep
Red Dog.
Jess and Ducko. It's another magical Morgan moment.
What's she done now?
Got another one for you.
Sweet wife.
She's
your sweet, sensible wife.
Yeah, hopefully she's not listening because she said, don't tell us on the radio. I was like, come on, sweet.
It's like, you've been with me for 12 years now, babe.
You've told me not to, I want to.
And I'm gonna.
Recently, she cut her wrist while we were away camping and it was bleeding everywhere and she couldn't work for a few days because she couldn't scrub because she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she dislocated her kneecaps on the dance floor.
Multiple times.
She's locked the keys in the car. Gone through a phase now of not locking the car, which is annoying.
Yeah,
but this morning, because she was working late last night, she didn't get home till 11:30, I think. I was already asleep.
On the late nights.
She came home and obviously I didn't see her, but as I've woken up this morning, I've walked out. I'm like, geez, it is cold in our living room. Like, why is it so cold? I've walked out and realized and looked and seen the front door is wide open.
What?
Wide open. I thought.
It's one thing to leave the car keys in the door of the car.
I know.
Because if your car gets stolen, that's crap. It's really bad. But it's not life-threatening.
It's the front door. And
it's not inviting
our poor
people
dog.
Into your home.
Poor Pandemic Pam is sitting on the couch shivering because she's so cold, but she's there to protect us because she knew the door is open.
Oh, my God. Because I was going to say, she usually sleeps in bed with you. So she was like, I must protect my family.
Diddy, yes. So
she's taken the night watch.
She has. Morgan then stumbles out of the bedroom. She had to go to the toilet. Obviously woke up when I got up. And I'm sitting there thinking, have we been robbed? Why is the door open?
Yeah, it's
but
been
the dog's
open.
So I'm like a pretty cautious. I'm turning on lights, and Morgan stumbles out and goes, "Oh, I left the door open. Oops!" And I was like, "What do you mean you left the door open?" And she goes, "I came home last night and I couldn't sleep after work, so I read. And I read in the living room so I wouldn't wake you up, and it was hot, so I opened the door, and then I went to bed. And I was like, "Well, why didn't you close the door?"
Oh my God! Like I've been to your home.
Yeah.
It's not a tucked away front door.
No, it's right.
It's right in the middle of the
you can
living
room.
You
yeah.
walk in. You're in the house. You
can
know
see that
I mean?
Front door. And you're just in there. And she's like, I just
That's
forgot to shut it.
Terrifying.
I know. She left the front door open the entire night. And it was very cold as well.
And I bet you the car keys were right there too, at that front table.
Yep. And wallets and everything.
Wallets.
But Now I will say that we always lock our door thoroughly from this moment on. I have learnt my lesson.
I also live on the moon. Very far away.
But also, what thought process does Morgan have, you know?
I don't know.
It's like when she left the keys in the car and just walked off.
I'm the only thing I can think, Ducko, is she's got so much on her plate, so much in her brain. Mm. From a work capacity, maybe. She'd just come back from work. Most of these incidents were after a shift, right?
Yeah, the car key one wasn't, but...
Yeah. I'm trying to defend her. The practicalness of life, the practicality of life slips past because she's got so many other things.
But it was the ease in which she's like, oh, I left the front door open. Yeah.
She doesn't
went to
think
the toilet.
It's that big of a deal.
And I was like, honey.
I don't want, does something bad have to happen for her to be jolted out of this sense of...
I know we do. Let's set Shaga up as a fake robber. Shaga comes in with a
Morgan
balaclava.
Morgan will hit me.
Actually, she might.
She can fight.
Yeah, no, Morgan
she can fight.
Yeah, she would fight. I run. I'm like, Morgan!
That was the Jess and Ducko podcast. This is it. Win free McCafe coffee for a year on the My Maccas app. See website for full T&Cs.